Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us shine.
Good morning and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. Boy, I guess you can tell I'm excited. We're in Las Vegas where it's about 70 degrees breeze. We have a bit of a breeze going, but Las Vegas is beautiful right now. The skies are so blue and amazing. I don't know what else I could really expect or be unhappy about. This life is so amazing. I thank God for being a flower in his garden. And being able to just enjoy that, which is right in front of me, right in front of me. And when I say right in front of me, I'm talking about the plants, the breeze, the air that I breathe. But what I'd like for you to do right now is go and get you a cup of coffee, some water, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next, what's that, about 28 minutes. So I'd like for you to go ahead and do that for me now while I pull things together here and kind of pull you into this time that we're going to spend together. I'd like for you to also get a little bit of water to clean off your mirror and set it in front of you. Hopefully you can hear the laughter, the smile in my voice, and I'd like to get that back to you. Yesterday being an amazing day as well, I mean, I actually could not believe that we are in winter in Las Vegas and it's 72 degrees. It's just absolutely beautiful. And, you know, you think about being blessed in so many ways. And starting out today, I want to speak a blessing over each and every one of you. And that would be, come out wherever you are. First ladies, come out from the corners, come out from behind the veil. Come out. It's our time. And if you continue to sit in a position where you're actually relaxed, then you know you're not where you're supposed to be. I also went in and I said, okay, let me just put a test out there. I actually have asked a lot of the first ladies to come on the show, and we have a meeting tonight, so I'm going to actually push it out there to them. I'm going to push this baby out, and we're going to see who will come to this room with a view. One of my tags that I have is, anybody home? Hello? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Is anybody home? And then I go from hello to I can't hear you to I hear you. And yes, I see you. I sometimes can't imagine life without amazing women in my life that help me to get to where I need to be. And one of those ladies is online today, which is also my co-host, Lady Kathy Howard. Who are you there? I'm excited to hear how your weekend went. But outside of that, what is it that you're going to be speaking soon? So, ladies, I say to you again, come out wherever you are. Lady Kathy, are you there? You're quiet. You're too quiet. Where are you?
I'm right here, honey. I am right here.
How are you?
I am awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm excited that you are about the show today because we have such a platform and a voice that we've given to the first ladies. And where are they? Come out wherever you are. Absolutely.
Exactly.
What we're saying. You know, we have a lot of things to talk about. It's exciting, just you and I. Dialoguing and talking about issues that First Ladies have and suggestions and solutions to problems. But it would be so awesome to be able to dialogue with some of our sister friends. So tonight we will be able to discuss that with them and give them the information so they can come out. So this weekend was fantastic, and we're looking forward to an even greater weekend this weekend coming up, as you know. So we have a lot going on, but God is so faithful. He's so faithful.
Yeah. Well, not only is it going to be Valentine's Day, and that's when lovers and husbands and wives, and we get in there and we, you know, we affirm each other. We push each other a little bit more, a little bit further than we thought we could go. And this coming, when does your revival start? Sunday, right?
This Sunday on the 15th, February 15th is the revival through the 19th at our church, Destiny for Glory World Outreach Ministries.
That's going to be awesome. And you have how many different speakers?
We have 5 different speakers, 3 from out of town, 2 local. And everybody is so excited and hyped and pumped for this revival. I'm so ready for it. I need to be revived. And I'm excited. Our own Pastor Tony Howard is going to kick it off Sunday morning with the Pulling Down Strongholds revival. And from there, we're going to just pass the mic all down the street. Just powerful men and women of God will be there. So it's an amazing. We're excited. This is our first revival. So we're really excited about that. Yeah, very first revival ever. So it's so exciting. And we can't wait to get it going. So, you know, the focus mainly right now is on revival. We do have a bunch of other stuff going on, but we're really putting all our energy into the revival and the people that are coming into town. You know how it is. You're first lady. You know, it's just host time all week long. So,
Well, the wonderful thing about the
revival.
Right. I want to talk about, I mean, we're talking about come out wherever you are. And is anybody home? Hello? You know, is anybody home? And then to shift into I can't hear you to I hear you and I see you. And if there's a difference in that, just letting you ladies know, one thing, we're talking about revival. Revival is like when you have soil and you have a garden, or you have herbs and things that you in your yard, and you have to turn the soil over to get to the good soil sometime, because the topsoil has been depleted. And a revival is the same thing. It's a depletion that has taken place in the ministry. It's been overworked. It's been oversaturated. It has been, I mean, all the fresh fruit has been picked from the tree. And you have to be refreshed. So a revival also, speaking of Lady Kathy's and ministry, they're having their revival. But women, we're turning the soil every single week, twice a week. We're turning the soil. We're putting in the additives that will make the soil worth using. Not only are we putting in the additives, we're actually tending the garden, you know, as it speaks in Psalms. I mean, but who's tending your garden? You know, your garden. Who's tending my garden? We're doing a lot of work, and we're out there taking care of everybody else. And we have actually a free show. You don't have to pay anything, although we're looking for sponsors. Hello. But bottom line being, you haven't had to pay up till now for anything. But we're saying to you that if we don't duplicate ourselves going into the future, these young women that are coming up that will be first ladies will go through the same crap that we have gone through, and there's no graduation. There should always be a movement in ministry, in your personal life, everything. And without movement, there's death. You know, even in the Bible it says, unless a seed fall to the ground and die. Well, we're already dead. I mean, we're dead. Hello, hello, is anybody home? Come out wherever you are. But the bottom line being is, unless we come, God has already given us everything we need to till the soil. We got a radio show that you don't have to do anything. Just show up and share. The next generation of first ladies will not have to go through some of the things that we've gone through, because we have tilled the soil and we planted everything in a straight line, instead of like what we had to come in through, where there's all these zigzags in our field. Because even the older first ladies they would tell you how to stay holy, but they didn't know how to help you, or they didn't tell us when the marriage is going bad, or when you feel like you yourself have lost your fire, because everybody has pulled the wood from around your fire and you only have a kindle going. And with the kindle of the fire going, all you need is some fresh wood put on it and a little bit of oxygen, and the fire is reignited. So that's what we come to do. That's why we call you out. And tonight, Lady Kathy, I'm going to have you speak on that. We have our First Ladies getting together, and it's beautiful because here in Vegas, we now have it to where we get together. We don't talk all about church. We don't fuss about our husbands, none of that. What we do is we get together, and we first of all take care of the business at hand, whatever that is, and that's between us, is that we take care of the business at hand, and then from there, we get into what the needs are and what happened this week that was funny for us. And that's how we help each other. There is laughter. The laughter is back in First Ladies, and it started with us. And I thank God for it. So, Lady Kathy, why don't you talk a little bit about the First Ladies of Las Vegas and what we're doing, right? You know, because you've been with them longer than myself. So there are certain things that you can help the ladies, that other First Ladies that need to be there, right here in Las Vegas. Talk to us about it. Why is it something that we should support each other in?
Well, first of all, we need each other. We have, as we've said on the show before, there's a code of silence among First Ladies. And rightfully so. I mean, we can't just talk to anybody about things
right.
that are going on with us, situations that are going on with us. We have issues within ourselves, and we have issues within our marriage, within the ministry, with our husbands, and we may think that it's going just exclusive to us until we start talking to other people and realize this is not something that just propped up. You know, we've had this going on, and I can tell you how to deal with it, how to handle it. And so in order to be able to release, we have formed a nice little, it's not a clique, it's not a cult. It's just the First Ladies getting together and supporting each other. And in doing so, in that environment, we're able to discuss things that we can't discuss with lay people, and we shouldn't. We can't discuss with our husbands, and some things we're not going to be able to. But we can talk amongst ourselves, get a better understanding. We help to heal each other. We listen to each other. And I know one that I went through was so powerful because I was actually hurting. And one of the First Ladies just really took the time to minister to me. Well, the group took the time to minister to me, and I've been healed in that area ever since. And so it's important to have someone that you can go to who understands where you are. A doctor is not going to go to the patient to get a solution to what's going on with him or get an answer to something that he's not familiar with. Just the same way with First Ladies. We can't go to the members. And sometimes we can't even go to our husbands. But we can come to each other and uphold each other, support each other. And so that's what we do. And in order to go and just let our hair down and be free. We don't even use titles. We use first names. You know, you just my sister. And we have some very powerful and prominent women. And it's Lady Ladies of Southern Nevada is the name of our First Ladies committee, really. And so, but we don't use titles. We're just people. We're just everyday women. So we have a lot of things coming up. As a matter of fact, in April on the 25th, because we support each other's causes as well. When you're in ministry, everybody has something that they're passionate about. And we support each other. That's one thing that we would do. Because that's another thing that First Ladies don't do, and pastors as well, but we don't support each other's ministry. We don't support each other's functions. Of course, you can't support them all, but we've made a pact to support each other and be there for each other. So we have our sister, First Lady, Lady Jennifer Thomas, has, sarcoidosis, and it's some type of autoimmune disease. That's really debilitating and deadly. And this is the same thing that Bernie Mac had. That's what he had. That's what he died from. And several other people. But this is, Lady Susan, you're doing something up there, babe.
Okay. Oh, I got it. It was my mic.
Okay. Lady Jennifer I teamed up with her and the First Lady to support this cause that she has going on with sarcoidosis and the Sarcoidosis Foundation. So on April 26th, mm-hmm. we're having a purple tea because we like to bring awareness to things that are going on in these areas that people don't really know about. This is not a disease that's common, so it's not talked about that much. So we're raising funds so that they can do better research and people don't have to die from this. Because most times it's mm-hmm. it attacks your lungs, and when it attacks your lungs, you just cannot breathe.
Wow.
So we're raising funds, so we're having a purple tea for 26th, and all the proceeds are going to go for the to bring awareness and for the research of finding out what's causing this disease and see if we can eradicate it. And so those are some of the things we do. All the ladies have a cause that they're passionate about, and so we support each other in that. But more than that, mm-hmm. this is the first time in Nevada that this has been done, that the First Ladies came together and formed the mm-hmm. coalition to support the First Ladies. And I'm pretty sure, I've been in other cities, and I'm pretty sure it's the same way all the way around. They say First Ladies can't get together, but we're showing them that we can.
Exactly.
So tonight, as Lady Susie said, the meeting will be at Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries at 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard. It's where we're having our
Slow
meeting
down.
Tonight from 6:30. Yeah, you know I get going. From 6:30 to 8:30 tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Can you repeat that address one more time slowly and phone number?
I sure will. I should find a subject of coffee while I'm on the show, too. It's going to be tonight at Destined for Glory. The address there is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard.
Perfect. And there's a phone number?
89118 is the zip code, and that phone number is 702-364-5679.
Absolutely. And let me say this.
And while you're
jotting
that down, that's the same as for the revival this week coming up. So.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
Yes.
And you know what? The bottom line being is, you know, sometimes it's really nice to go to revival that you can be just that. I mean, it's like right now we're on life support. You can be on life support. But this is where you can go and get the word and be revived. And, you know, I'd like to also, you know, pray for Whitney Houston's daughter. This is like so sad. You know, it's last night was the Grammy Awards, and that was the day 3 years ago that Whitney actually passed away. And,
oh my God!
Her daughter, they need to take. They're in the process of still trying to hold on to her, but the doctors say there's nothing else they can do. So the only thing that can be done now is prayer. But if it be that this child has been suffering as well. Speaking of suffering, mothers, we sometimes place ourselves in situations that our children suffer. And as this child dying in the same way as her mother, we constantly, Lady Kathy and I speak about generational curses. That was a generational curse right there. I mean, it had begun to be a curse, a generational curse, but because that's her only child, Whitney Houston's only child. The curse is going to die with the child, the exact same way. She was found the exact same way in her bathtub. But I say to you, you know, you got to do one thing. We have got to rescue our children. When they speak of generational curses, there is also the generational blessings. And I refuse to watch another child suffer and die in my lifetime from the same stuff from generations back. We should be smart enough, spiritual enough. God has fed. We done ate till we got fat off of the word of God. But what are you really doing with it except for sitting in a pew and shaking your hands, knowing when to lift your hands, knowing when to say amen? No. Yes, those are good things. But no, come on. Children are dying. First Ladies, I'm calling you again. There is a clarion call for us. We're different. We're like the fabric that was in Joseph's coat. They tried to kill it. They put it in a hole, his own brothers and sisters. And yet, he came out. He lived. went into a prison from there, but he became the favorite of the king that saved the people that tried to destroy him. There is a generational blessing that's screaming out for each one of us to call it out. And I tell you right now, my heart is heavy for the baby, but I understand if we don't train them in the way that they should go, they will follow us to death, and it's not worth it. That's another life lost for no apparent reason. So I say to you again, come out wherever you are. And when I say that, I say it with an exhaustion, because she's only the one. Only reason we're really looking at that one, or everybody's paying attention, is because it was Whitney Houston's daughter. But there are many children. When you see these things happening, if you see one, there are hundreds of others, not just black, not just white, every race, creed, and color. I mean, I saw this thing from India, and it tore me up, how women have been castrated for many years and how they took the daughter in and they fed her and they made her feel special and they plowed her legs open with no type of anesthesia, and they actually severed it. She shook so hard, but she had enough words, I mean, the shake and pain in her voice as a kid to say, God is going to kill you for this, because God gave me that and you took it away without his okay. And that was horrible to watch. But her mother stood at the door, peeking through the door, never warning her baby what was going to happen to her. And even in her pain, the doctor slapped on her behind and told her, it's almost done, stop it, it'll be all right. And then they didn't even put anything on it again. They just took some white fabric and snatched it up between her legs. But the whole thing being, it's going on everywhere. That was in India. They do it in Africa. They do it in many countries. And here we are doing it subliminally. We're snatching open our daughters and we're slashing our part of their body without giving them the opportunity to learn from our mistakes. Will you answer the call? Will you answer it? Come out wherever you are. Come out wherever you are. Do you not know that you will be held accountable? We're held accountable for the things that we know, not the things that we don't know. God says my people die for lack of knowledge. No, it's a lot of us that got the knowledge. We're in church. Or if you haven't been in church, somebody read you the word. And here it is. You're hiding in the shadows. But I say to you, I see you and I hear you. Lady Kathy and I are here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. And you sit in silence and let us talk. Well, I tell you what, we're getting our deliverance. We will grow our children and the women in our church and the men to be wise, to be of wise counsel, to learn from our mistakes. So if you won't do it, remember that that blood is dripping from your hands, and these kids, the women in your church as well as the children in your church, male and female, the blood is dripping from your hands and the blood is crying out. I know I got a little deep just then. I'm sorry, Lady Kathy, but I am offended that you don't want to do better. I'm offended that you don't want to see the betterment, better than myself. I want every one of my kids and my children in the church, I want them to be better than I ever was in anything I ever did. I've accomplished a lot.
Absolutely.
They can do better. They can do better. Lady Kathy, I'm turning it over
to
you.
That's just like Jesus. He said, you know, the greater work shall we do. You know, he did a lot of great things in his time on earth, and he did that in like a three-year time span. I mean, he's just heaven and earth. But he said, greater work shall we do. The whole time he was walking the earth, he was performing miracles. People were getting delivered and set free. And I thought about what you were saying about the generational curses, and especially in reference to Bobby Christina and that curse that had followed her from her mom. But the sad part about that is that she got generational curses from both sides. Her father also had that same generational curse of drugs and alcohol that her mom had. And so she got it from both. It was a double whammy for her. And the poor child just had really no direction. I remember watching the show when they did their sister to do a reality show, me and Bobby Brown. Yeah. And they were so wasted most of the time. She was the one that was the parent.
Right.
And it was just really sad to see. It was actually a disaster. But that's what she grew up seeing. And somebody told me this. I didn't read it, but I heard it, that her mom actually was smoke weed or something with her. She would do drugs with her. And, you know, that's what you're exposed to as a child, and that's your reality, then unless somebody changes that for you, then you go down that same path and think that's okay. But like you said, she was in a lot of pain, and she was just, she had no direction. And it's just really sad that that would be her demise. I haven't been following it. It's really too painful to watch. However, even if she survives, I'm of the understanding that who knows the function of her brain and, you know, what her life would be like. So, you know, we're definitely praying for her. That God would have his way. Whatever his will is.
Exactly. Because they say she's brain dead, and the doctors have said there's no activity at all. She's basically just there. She's a shell. But the bottom line being is that we know God can do miracles as well. But I still say even if she were to come back, she would have to have had a total visitation. Because even at least Whitney was in the church. But I don't know. I don't remember ever her raising her in the church as well. So there's a she didn't have some of the things that her mother had, you know, the foundation.
Yeah,
she had she did not have the foundation. But anyway, we're going to move on from that because my little heart is heavy. But the bottom line being, we're doing this. We're talking about her, but we also miss it. We need to come to the realization that yes, right in front of us in our churches, there are people that have AIDS. There are people that have have various cancer. And what are we doing? What is it that we're doing to better and make it a difference tomorrow in a couple of hours?
Yeah.
And if women don't implement these things, if we don't implement them, they don't get done. Because if you think about it, especially in the Black race, they have always, I remember they used to say to, my mother said it as well, you know, what happens in the house stays in the house. No, it doesn't. Everybody knows what's going on outside. I mean, you could see it. So what are you hiding? What are you keeping? What's the secret? The secret
and
will kill you.
And eventually it comes out anyway. Yeah.
Exactly. But it kills you. It's killing the next generation. It's killing the ones that are carrying it. And the shame of the children from not being able to talk about it. How dare you?
That's right.
Well, we have 90 seconds left. And so, Lady Kathy, I'm going to kind of turn this over to you. I'm going to first of all thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort, which is our nonprofit organization. If in the event you decide that you want to be okay, call us. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever is traumatic to you, call us. 702-683-6373 is a 24-hour number with a human being. And Lady Kathy, go ahead and talk about yours as well as the revival, please.
Well, once again, excuse me, I just wanted to invite everyone to come out to Destined for Glory, which is the other sponsor, Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministry. Pastor Tony Howard is the pastor. I'm the first lady there. And we have a revival coming up, Pulling Down Strongholds Revival, which is going to be very, very powerful. At the same location, 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And that phone number is 702-364-5679. We hope to see you there every night next week. Sunday through Thursday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just letting you know, too, that we are here at First Ladies Blog Talk Radio every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. Have an amazing day. And remember, come out, wherever you are. Love you, Lady Kathy. Have an amazing day.
Love you. See you tonight. Bye-bye.
All right.